But how is your children's growing up different from yours?
Well, they had more opportunities. They were very, all of them were very involved in sports, which I made it, you know, convenient for them to be involved in sports. I used to, you know, chuck them back and forth everywhere with a car. We didn't have buses back then so much, so not for a long time. So, but as far as family goes, very little family life, very little.
You mean
my one regret?
Your immediate family. Why do you say that? You mean because your husband was so busy?
Yeah. And he just wasn't that type of a person anyway.
Right.
I'm not saying it never happened, but we didn't do things as a family.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
But I think that was probably more typical of that time period. It just was different than it is today.
I don't know. I probably was, you know, I try not to compare to this day and age because there is no comparison. And, you know, it was work. It was, but I was very fortunate and able to stay home most of the time. I worked a little bit. I was taken ill when Joan was a year and a half. I was up at working as a secretary up at Stohoff. Mm-hmm. And I had quite a severe heart attack. I had rheumatic fever and a heart attack, and it nearly didn't make it. And my mother was in Maine.
Hmm? You were young.
Yes, I was young. Joan was a year and a half old, 18 months old.
Like in your early 30s. Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, I didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very, very fortunate and able to stay home with my children. And they'll tell you today that Mom was always there when the bus came, when they got off the bus. So, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I loved their sports. I went to everything that I could, and